And we're going to take a tour right now.
Got a soft spot in my heart
around
Texas, baby.
Some of those Texas topics.
Texas is my
keeping you up to date on the state of our state. Haven't done it this week so far, so we got some catching up to do. And a couple of celebrity star sightings in places maybe you wouldn't expect to see them, and that includes King George Strait. This is making its rounds around the socials. George Strait's go-to fast food order, it looks like, is stop sign at Texas, DQ. And a very lucky DQ worker, Becky Gonzalez, down there in just south of San Antonio. I want to say it's pronounced Cotulla, Texas. The cities around San Antonio are tough. That's where your Mejia and all that stuff. So some, if you don't know, and I don't know that one. But
well, ask the self-checkout lady. She's here to help.
Yeah. This past Saturday afternoon, all of a sudden, Becky's working the drive-thru, her shift there at DQ at about 12:40 lunchtime. She says her coworker at the drive-thru heard through the intercom the order and the voice.
Ooh.
And said immediately, "That's George Strait."
Mm.
And she said, "Okay." Got the order for a Hunger Buster combo. Beef patty with lettuce, tomatoes, onions, pickles, and mustard.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Maybe even extra mustard, I've seen in other reports.
Is that the
for
one
George
that,
Strait.
Is that the one that comes with like the little sundae for $7?
It
don't
could.
Ask me how I know this.
I think it comes maybe. If you give them $7, I bet they give you a sundae right there. But yeah, George Strait pulls up, and sure enough, there it is right there in a black truck wearing a tropical-themed baseball cap and sunglasses. But it was George Strait, and she knew it and said, "You're George Strait." "Well, yes, I am."
Aww.
She said, "I wanted to ask him to sing a little piece of a song, but I didn't. I freaked out. But he was, quote, so handsome and kind."
Mm.
And in exchange, he was happy to pose for this selfie through the drive-thru window. She said she wanted to reach through the window for a hug, but she didn't want to scare him away.
That's okay. You know what? If you're that close to George Strait, I mean, you can't make it dangerous, but you can make it weird.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
If you need any help with that, Auntie Heather is here.
Help is on the way.
That's right.
So what would you do? It's a question John Quiñones has asked innumerable times.
Love that guy.
And he finally got the chance to face crime in the judicial arena. The 2020 Real Crime Journalist served on a jury in Fort Worth last week where a sex trafficking suspect was on trial. He wow. says it was such a privilege to serve with a jury of my peers. Do you think we're really his peers? Thank the Texas State Judge Julie Lugo, wow. prosecutors, defense attorneys, and called it a tremendous experience. You see, and you tried to get out of it.
I did not try to get out of it. I was just not selected. I was not selected. But John Quiñones was.
And he checked his
and
mail,
he's in the
obviously.
Media. And he spends his career judging. You imagine being the defendant in that case. You sit down, you look over, and it's like,
oh, for crying out loud. Here we go.
Uh-oh. I know what he'd do.
Big trouble.
Couple of things going down in Austin today. The big vote on school vouchers and choice happens today in the Texas House. And then elsewhere, the October 24th deadline looms. And this is the, and Mexico has pledged that they are going to deliver the water back to Texas and its farmers. 1.3 million acres feet of water debt that they owe because of the 1944 water treaty. This has come up with the tariffs thing and stuff like that, said Miller chiming in. And Trump even said Mexico owes Texas 1.3 million acre feet of water. And we better get it
yeah.
by the summer. This is good news for Texas farmers.
Uh-huh.
This is also what he brought up yesterday on the show. And this is very good for the Will It Float International edition,
will
too.
Because
we had no idea. I mean, that is 1.43 million acres. That's a lot of buckets.
Yeah, and the tariffs alone were going to hurt Will It Float
International. Crying out loud.
Edition.
Yeah, nobody
help
wants
is on
that.
The way.
Help.
No, help is not on the way.
So it's a parent's dream come true. Your child getting a perfect score on both the ACT and SAT tests. But is it possible? Why, yes. thanks to one curve thrower by the name of Payush Malik. 17-year-old junior from Grapevine High School says he was euphoric when he saw the scores come in and wants everyone to know this didn't just happen. He has been studying for it since the seventh grade. Payush enjoys robotics, debate, academic competition, and plays pickleball in his downtime.
That a perfect score.
That a boy. Talking about other schooling, the numbers are starting to come in, and it's a $5.5 million boom for Oklahoma State University hosting the cross-Canadian ragweed red dirt reunion.
Whoa.
Those 4 days that packed in T-Boone Pickens Stadium all four nights. All without incident, too, I want to bring up. That was big. No self-checkout counters there, and they didn't have to call in the cops or any. It's a beautiful thing. But the Boys from Oklahoma concerts, yeah, about $5.5 million, and a large portion of those profits will go to the OSU Cowboys NIL Fund, which, by the way, that is the We Now Pay College Football and Sports Players.
No.
No?
Is that good? Is that bad? I don't know.
I guess they could have
aficionado.
They could have given it to the theater department, perhaps.
Yeah.
But I think, or the music department. But yeah, they're going to end up getting a large portion of that. So if all of a sudden OSU is a power player in college sports, it's because of cross-Canadian ragweed reunion.
Yeah, I guess if you're an OSU fan, it's good.
Well, speaking of, he is Garth Brooks. It was announced yesterday, coming to Texas, October 18th in Austin. It is a concert that will take place as he headlines Formula One's Grand Prix race and weekend at the Circuit of the Americas road course down there, the Circuit of the Americas. So this goes down on October 18th. Garth Brooks will headline it. No further information. Ticket information will come out soon. And this is the only, like, Garth Brooks thing on the schedule for the entire 2025. So
is this going to kick off a tour, maybe?
You never know with that guy.
Yeah.
You never know. We'll get you to Trisha coming up next. And this just announced coming up also. And entries accepted through September 1st for early October 3rd through 5th at the Golf Club at Champion Circle in Fort Worth, Texas. That's right, fresh off the Masters, friends. Coming to Fort Worth, it will be the 89th annual National Left-Handed Golfers Tournament.
Oh, dear. Look at that.
Taking place here at the Golf Club at Champion Circle in Fort Worth. October 3rd through the 5th.
My son is left-handed. We should probably start practicing.
Insurance adjusters will be making their way through the Champions Golf Club at Champion Circle. Starting October 6th. Yeah.
Waking up with KB and Heather Lee.